Okay, I was cleaning at cleaning. I finished the French drain. I hauled it literally 2 tons of rocks out of my yard because it got landscaped and we had to haul rocks. All this manual labor, and I could finally catch up because it's almost done. It's almost done. The house is almost finalized. Anyway, so I mentioned this before, and some of you may or may not know Thor. He it's not his main job, but he makes the rounds here and there on the interwebs and the Red Pill community workout. He's just a jacked bodybuilder guy. And he has a nice wife called Missy, named Missy. And tragic thing, she's waiting to turn left. Guy also waiting to turn left, but opposite of her. Car hits that guy in front of her, flings the car into her and the vehicle she's in. She's paralyzed from the neck down. Many ICU, feeding tube, coma. Well, she comes conscious and she can't move. And then through, you want to believe in miracles, but I would also say Western medicine and some incredible doctors, she all of a sudden can. I don't know if she could even breathe, but she couldn't swallow. All right. Then she can look around and then she could swallow. And then she starts having feeling and she can move her arm. Now, I also included a video there below. She's walking barely and admittedly with a walker. And so it is this thus far, even it, it's a miracle she's come this far, but there's certainly a long way to go. Obviously, Thor and Missy have incurred a lot of expenses, not least of which is having someone to watch over her because this hospital staff doesn't have it because Thor needs to go to sleep, needs to work to pay for the bills, needs to watch over the children. And so, yes, there's insurance, but there's other expenses, and some things aren't covered by insurance. So they have a GoFundMe. They're aiming to raise 65 grand. I know some of you contributed before, but it was on Facebook, and a lot of you didn't have Facebook. So I don't have Facebook. And so I said, okay, well, I contacted Thor, and we've been kind of in communication. I don't want to harass him because, he's obviously busy with other things. oh wait, Kevin B said, okay. So obviously they could use some money and funding. Now, look, already 40% of your income goes to welfare bums. If you could find it in your heart to help out someone who actually deserves it and really needs it, help out Thor and not just his wife, but his family and him as well. So I put the link to the GoFundMe below. You don't need a Facebook account for that. I put a link to the video so you can see Missy's progress. And it's not like, oh, these are friends of the family. They're the best friends I've. I mean, we're colleagues, we're associates, we're friends. It's just tragic what happened to him. And I would like to have it where she is, as good or healthy as she possibly can be. And the last thing they got to worry about is finances. So once I'm squared away with my house, I got some final bills. I'll be contributing money. Any bit helps. If you got some money that you're going to throw super chats my way, why don't you toss it to them a little bit? Because that way Google doesn't take 30%. I watch, I shot myself in the foot next week. There won't be any super chats. Oh, yeah, I donated to Thor. I'm like, I can't complain, can I? What am I going to do? Buy? What would I do with it? What are we? And the ladder. Yeah, I got to get a ladder. That's where the funds are. I borrowed my neighbor's ladder, so I didn't need to go buy one. But you don't want to be that guy that borrows your buddy's ladder all the time. Oh, and I bought fire retardant paint. That was the other sexy purchase that I had the money. I gotta put up some fire retardant, fire resistant thing. What do they call it? Molding around the fireplace. I wish I was buying something fun and cool, but I'm not. So why don't you donate to Missy and Thor? So links are down below. Appreciate it if you guys would do that. Macan 156, can't you be safe when you ride your motorcycle? My buddy just crashed in British Columbia. Miracle that he survived. He will be 6 weeks in the hospital. Yeah, well, good thing they got nationalized health care. That's why I'm very careful. Although British Columbia, where was it, Vancouver? Don't ride in cities, man. I do not ride in cities. But all right, see you guys later. Toodles.